Senators back Moreno in calling for resignation of former son-in-law Representative Max Miller. By Marianne Angela on August 5, 2026. Representative Max Miller, RO, has been calling Republican lawmakers to offer answers about the domestic abuse allegations against him, according to a report published Tuesday. MS Now reported that Miller worked the phones offering to field colleagues' questions, citing two sources, even as the loudest calls for his exit came from a fellow Ohio Republican who is also his former father-in-law. Senator Bernie Moreno, RO, broke his silence over the weekend, declaring on X that Miller should not serve in the House of Representatives. Moreno went further Tuesday, telling reporters his family had endured the seventh level of hell and that Miller fails to meet that minimum basic standard to hold public office. The House Ethics Committee announced Tuesday it was reviewing allegations that Miller may have engaged in domestic violence and abuse or illegal drug use. Miller said he requested the probe himself. "I have absolutely nothing to hide," Miller wrote on X. "In light of all the renewed interest in my family affairs, I am going to file my own paperwork for an ethics investigation into myself to clear my name from these horrific attacks on myself and family. I have absolutely nothing to hide. We will be providing the committee all." Max Miller, at Max Millero, August 4, 2026. Moreno's second public rebuke this week followed accusations from his daughter Emily Moreno's legal team that Miller had inadvertently shared a folder containing a private image of the couple's two-year-old daughter. Miller's attorney, Aaron Menk, took responsibility for the redaction failure, calling it completely unintentional and a mistake. Moreno referred to his former son-in-law's defense as the ramblings of a madman. Several Senate Republicans lined up behind Moreno's call. Senator Roger Marshall, RKS, was blunt. "He should resign," Marshall said. "He should quit." Marshall told Politico he trusts Moreno as a good friend. Senator Shelley Moore Capito, RWV, said she supported Moreno's judgment, while Senator Lisa Murkowski, RAK, said allegations of domestic and child abuse are not what we want in our lawmakers. Not every Republican joined in. Ohio's other senator, John Husted, RO, declined to answer reporters' questions about whether Miller should resign. Representative Jim Jordan, RO, called Miller a good man, and most of Ohio's House delegation avoided commenting. President Donald Trump, who hired Miller for his 2016 campaign and first administration, called him a good person on Monday but stopped short of publicly weighing in on his future. Privately, Trump reportedly told Miller the race would be difficult. Miller has denied all allegations, pointing to court and agency reviews he says cleared him. "No court, no agency has ever substantiated any allegation of abuse against me," Miller said. He told Newsmax on Tuesday night he would not step aside even if Trump asked him to. "There's no chance I'm removing myself from this race," Miller said.